From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, more questions about the intelligence reports that led the Bush administration to say Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees will begin closed-door hearings tomorrow into the basis for those reports. President Bush again dismissed questions about why the weapons have not been found. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
For the second day in a row, President Bush took aim at his critics on Capitol Hill, the ones saying the administration may have embellished intelligence reports on Iraq's weapons to bolster the case for eliminating Saddam Hussein.
And I know there's a lot of revisionist history now going on, but one thing is certain, he is no longer a threat to the free world, and the people of Iraq are free.
For West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, the president's remark reflects what Rockefeller calls an enormous defensive mode. Rockefeller says he strongly feels he was misled when Congress was asked last fall to approve a resolution authorizing the president to use force against Iraq.
I voted for the resolution. It was on the basis, at least in part, that WMD was there. You know, now they're saying, well, that was just part of the reason. We need to do it for other reasons. And I'm sorry, but you can't play around with things of this magnitude because we may be doing it again. Iran may be the next. North Korea may be the next. And you better be able to count on our intelligence, and you better be able to count on the separation of intelligence and policymaking.
Tomorrow, in response to a written request from Rockefeller and other committee Democrats, the Senate Intelligence Panel will hold the first of three scheduled meetings to review intelligence related to Iraq. Pat Roberts, the panel's Republican chair, says administration officials whom he did not name could testify as soon as Thursday.
I think at the end we'll probably have a classified report. Doubtlessly we will have a public report. I think the American people should know and will know. And if we need a public hearing, we'll have a public hearing. And that'll be determined at that particular time by the committee.
Rockefeller said today he'd like those public hearings to be held next fall when lawmakers will have more time to do an in-depth probe. Meanwhile, in the House today, Democrats demanded that in addition to the intelligence hearings, there should also be a probe by the House International Relations Committee. Pennsylvania Democrat Joe Huffle said he approved using military force against Iraq because of the weapons reports.
There is a growing credibility gap faced by the administration on what information they were provided by the intelligence agencies and what they did with that information. Did they believe what they wanted to believe at the White House? Did they just hear what they wanted to hear?
Committee Republicans said there was no need for such a probe in light of the Intelligence Committee hearings. The House and Senate hearings begin tomorrow afternoon, both behind closed doors. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.